SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. We have a lot going on. They're in the first intermission, Panthers and Rangers. Scoreless there. We have Luka going wild against the Timberwolves as they are now just about at the end. They're under a minute left in the first quarter, 31-19. The Mavericks lead. You know, Joe, they got one up there for Luka now to score 10 or more points in the second quarter at plus 190. Kyrie to score 8 points in the second quarter at plus 220. Oh. Want to get Kyrie going?
Yeah, I mean, the problem, we're dead and buried, Carver. We're dead and buried. With that, he's got 2 points.
You're buried with him in the game. You might as well try to chase and get a little something back now.
What toast? Like toasty. Toast. Dead and buried. Got no shot. We got no shot.
No shot?
I mean, really. I mean, now they're double teaming him. All right. We got no shot.
Then if they're going to start finally doubling him, let's go Kyrie 8 points in the second at plus 220.
Kyrie's got 4. He's still alive. He's still breathing.
Let's take this.
Take what? Kyrie for 30?
Kyrie for 8 in the second quarter.
220?
Yeah.
All right. You want to put it with the over in the Yankee game?
How about we put him with Judge to homer? Let's go big ball here with this.
All right. Judge to homer and Yankees over.
Let's go. No, I'm not doing
good numbers. Does he have good numbers against him?
Against Sandoval? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's Judge. He's 1-for-5 against him. It doesn't make a difference. Sandoval's a total hack this year.
All right, I put it in. Are you doing this with me?
What?
Are you going to do it?
I already put in Kyrie 8 points second quarter and Judge to homer. I'm not doing the over. I know that's not enough juice for you at plus 988. I understand that's not enough for you, but that's what I did.
All right, I did it. I'm in. I got the over in the Yankee game, too. I guess why not?
Let's go.
Could the Braves crack through with a homer? Could it be Olsen?
Yeah, no, Olsen.
Arcia.
Did he homer? Arcia's up now. He's got a man on. Homer wouldn't be bad. I don't mind. Whatever extends that game and gets me more Olsen at bats.
Can we get 3-3? Everybody each, Carver, 3-3?
Joe, I got no problem with that.
Come on, Arcia. Come on, man! If I see this Ferraro again, can't stand his face.
Can't stand his face, man.
I mean, it's not nothing against the guy. I'm sick of him already.
Well, I mean, he's calling the game, Joe. I mean, what do you want me to do?
I think the guy got picked off.
Who got picked off?
I don't know.
Nah, they usually keep the guy, whoever was batting up there when they put that third out up. So that's... Arcia just didn't get it done for you.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what that comes down to, Joe.
Thanks.
All right, so now we got a little gas here for Kyrie. Let's go. Kyrie, 8 points, second quarter.
I'm taking Kyrie. I'm going. Let me see this here.
Kyrie wants a week off, too. He's going to come out hot here. By the way, 35-19, a 16-point lead for the Mavericks after one. Can I interest you in the Timberwolves plus 6.5, Joe? No.
They got some crazy bets here. Kyrie to shoot a free throw from 12 minutes to 9 minutes.
I'm not, no, those ones I can't do. You got me as far as you can with him to score 8 points in the quarter. Those ones that are like timed with 2 minutes in the, I did a couple of those during the NCAA tournament with threes and things like that. It's just that, it's nonsense.
Kyrie to score 37-1. You know what? Go big or go home. Let's get it. I'm doubling down. You know what? Kyrie's going to come out flying in the second half.
Let's worry about the second quarter. 8 points.
I have that already. Who do we like in this hockey? I'm going under the 3.5.
Man, under 3.5, huh? See, what scares me there, Joe, is if it's a 2-1 game and you get the empty netter. Four and a half, you might have been in, but 2.5. 3.5, I mean, I don't want any part of that. It certainly seems like a dead under, though.
I'm taking it. I'm taking the under.
You're just flying. You need something to come in. We need Joe to hit something here because he's just now just over here. Now I'm over here. Give me a grab. Give me something over here. I need something over here.
I took Kyrie. Got a bid number on Kyrie. 560 they gave me. It's great. Took Kyrie. Man, Kyrie's got six. He's starting to heat up. Kyrie's got
six.
Why?
He made a bucket at the start of the quarter?
Was it a jam?
Let's go, baby. He started it with a 2-point. Let's go. Come on, Joe. 6 more points. Let's go here. Let's go. Oh, look at this. They even update the odds, Joe. It's plus 124 now. Let's go, Joe.
All right, let's do it.
Come on. I can get into this. We got some gas now here in the second quarter.
All right.
Man, they are blowing them out. Kleber just hit a 3-2. 42-21. Mm. Well, 1 week from tonight, Mavericks Celtics, Joe. Get ready,
six
baby.
6 or 7. Going 6 or 7. Let me see this. What did Kyrie do? He got a layup.
As long as Dallas wins, I don't care.
You have Dallas to win it all?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. You know what we're in trouble with? We're in trouble with these stars.
Nah, we'll be okay.
Nah, I hope you're right.
I told you already. Edmonton was going to win last night. Dallas will win game 5 at home.
Okay.
And they'll win one of the last two. And the coach is, I think he's 8-0 in game 7s, if it happens to go that far.
That scares me, though.
Well, if I would have told you he was 7-0 before the Vegas game 7, what would you have said to me?
I mean,
he won that one. So,
I know. They just love to live on the edge, that team. You know, can't just. They did it with Colorado. They got through.
They'll be fine, Joe. Don't worry. We're going to make it. These games are just all dead unders here. Where's the scoring, Joe? Where can they get? Can they put the other baseballs in circulation at some point?
I told
they didn't
you,
do it for Memorial Day. How about 4th of July? Is that by then? Can we get the good balls out?
I told you, June is typically the month. I've been following this. June is typically when the overs come in on the regular teams. So, like Boston and,
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. on the grid, 844-843-6879, as we said. All right, Joe. A few other things here. First of all, I saw, where is this? I want to bring this up to you. I saw Joey tweeted us, as a Bears fan, I don't want to be on Hard Knocks. I'll watch every second of it. But we don't need the distraction. Should I feel different, Joey asked us. Honestly, no. Joe, I would say it's not that much of a distraction anymore because, like, they never put anything that's controversial or distraction-worthy on the show anymore. So what's – I mean, it's really just a camera following around. They're not going to – there's not going to be anything on there that's going to make anybody look bad anymore. They don't do any of that.
And so what was the team that didn't want to watch the cutting of the players? It was too much trauma.
Well, that started, I forget which team that was 4 or 5 years ago, but now no team wants. Nobody does it anymore.
What's the sense of watching the show?
The show's nonsense now, to be fair. 20 years ago, the show was pretty good. But
Eagle
now
Flus
it's
like a washed-up rig. I mean, you're not going
to
get.
You might want to watch just to see how. Watch him behind the scenes.
I don't need to watch him behind the scenes.
Look, I do believe that if you're a fan of the team, it's cool.
Yeah, if you're a fan, you get to, and you know, players that maybe you weren't aware of had personalities. You're likable,
right.
You know. So
right.
So that's good.
And it's not like they don't have. It's not like they don't have any storylines around. I mean, they have the number one overall pick. You know, they have.
It did wonders, though.
Keenan Allen.
They have,
you know.
Look.
Yeah, it jumpstarted the Lions.
Remember,
wasn't it? Who I'm trying to think of. You're right. Who it was first that didn't want the. What was it? Didn't I'm trying to think who that was, Joe? That started that trend of not wanting the show the players be cut.
It was a garbage team.
It was a garbage team? Is that what you just said?
Was it the Cardinals?
I thought... Well, the Jets were last year, right?
I don't
know. They did the Jets last year with Rodgers?
Did they? I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure they did. I don't even... See, that's how bad... That's how unmemorable the show is now. I don't even remember who did it last year. I'm pretty sure it was the Jets. The Lions were the year before that.
Was it the Lions that did it?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. Who knows? Either way, I wouldn't be too concerned about it, Joey.
Okay.
I wouldn't be
you mean
too concerned
that Joey?
It.
I thought you meant this Joey.
Joey who tweeted.
I know,
this.
But I thought you were starting to call me Joey again. It's all right if you do. You can call me Joey. Hey, Joey.
Nothing can distract Eberflus. He's
yeah, I know. This guy.
He's so like locked in.
Stuck in quicksand.
Got nothing to worry about with him.
Come on. This guy.
Nothing to worry about with him.
He's a clown. Absolute clown show.
He's a clown, Joseph.
He is. He really is.
He's a clown.
Eberflus is lost. Guy sucks as a head coach. Oh, their defense got better. I know. Okay. Game's on the line. You want Matt Eberflus making the calls. Please.
Why not?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's the guy I want. Yeah.
And who'd they hire to be the offensive coordinator? Joe hasn't gotten down on all his his coaching.
They had Getsy. They had I can't even think of his name now.
Shane Waldron's who they brought in.
Yeah, but they had, what's his face?
Well, Getsy was there before. Getsy, he went to the Raiders. But Shane Waldron, who of course is with the Seahawks before this.
Yeah, and how great were their offense?
He gets credit for turning around Geno. Geno!
Yeah, you know what? Let me tell you something about Geno Smith. Geno Smith was the product of having above average talent on the perimeter. Okay? You come on. Geno Smith, it's not like, you know, Geno Smith was he was throwing a DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and had a strong running game.
Mm.
I'm just saying, like, they make it sound like Seattle was, the cupboard was completely bare 2 years ago. Remember all the gurus, 5.5, worst team in the league, worst team in the league.
Not you.
No, I said it. I said it, and I was right. I was right. All right, we'll see.
We will see. I know you're excited.
They're going
for
under
it.
The 8.5, expecting Caleb Williams to come in and be, you know, this no growing pains, no mistakes. That's it.
So you're saying under. Sell it. Sell.
Yeah, I am.
Sell.
Yeah, because Justin Fields was a winner and he got him to 7 games, and the kid was battle tested and stood in there, okay, even when his coach was trying to rip him down. Because his coach is gutless.
Under 8.5 at plus 122?
Love it.
I will say, I do find it a little hard to believe that they're going to win 9 games in his first year.
I mean, they faced Jordan Love in Green Bay twice, Jared Goff in Detroit twice, Minnesota twice. I mean, come on.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. I want to get, Joe, to a couple of these schedule things that were bothering you.
Just in love a minute. To gas me up. You love to gas me up.
Now, I don't know where this came from. I guess what was the big meeting they had on Thursday, Joe, with Sankey and all these guys? Where were they at? Maybe they just had interviews. They probably just interviewed these guys after they put their schedules out. So this was Sarkisian today on how to keep coaches honest about reporting player injuries on injury reports. Did you see this?
I saw a little of it, but I didn't read it in depth. But can I talk about it?
So me and you and many others have yelled about this forever. There is no injury reporting in college football.
Yeah, so now they're going to do one?
There's nothing official. Some coaches are honest with you about their injuries. Some coaches never tell you who's playing and who's not. So how does Sark think that this could be fixed? Quote, fine us. That's what they do in the NFL. I'm a big believer in this. The NFL has figured out a lot of this stuff out already. They've already had to live through all these things that have occurred. We don't have to try to recreate the wheel so much. If I have to try game the system and I don't report a guy, fine us. We all like the money that we make. That's a really simple way for us to adhere to the rules.
Yeah, but well,
there you go.
All right.
But, fine him.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I'm just saying, right? You got a coach like Sark making $10 million, $12 million, right?
Yeah.
And all his endorsement deals, he's probably making $25, especially in Texas, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right?
And what are you going to – I'll just throw a number out. What are you going to find him, $20,000? That's right? 20 times 12 games is $240,000.
Sure.
That's like $20 to us.
I agree.
I mean, so that's not going to fix it. Unless you're going to fine them $1 million, then that'll fix it. But they're not going to do that. Oh, you can't do that. That's this. And not only that, like you're telling me, like even if, like, let's take Nick Saban. Alabama would write the check for Saban. They're not paying it. Boosters would pay up. Giddy up. Giddy up!
Write a check.
Giddy up! Where's Big Bob? Big Bob Earl, where is he?
Sankey's confident that the Division I can operate together. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see
what
how
do you
that
mean
goes.
Division one.
I think just football in general. How they've talked about how they're all going to break out and
the Super
the big
Conference,
SEC and the Big Ten are just going to go away from everyone. He's confident that the they can work together.
So, the SEC and Big Ten are going to merge, and that'll be college football?
Mm.
We'll have 28 teams. Is that it?
I guess so. I'm looking for... I guess they had SEC meetings today or something.
No, whatever. So... I did find a game on the schedule. We have Arkansas traveling to Oklahoma State this year.
What
a game that is. That is all. We got Oak State going to Colorado this year.
Trying to find an SEC team he can beat at home, huh?
Yeah. Lisi, why do you say Colorado?
Some people have asked that.
Because I used to work with a guy that... That's the way he pronounced it. Colorado. C-A-D-A-Rado.
The other thing I saw people complain about was obviously CBS lost the SEC starting this year, Joe.
Yeah.
And they now have the Big Ten. Now, most of their Big Ten schedule isn't, you know, they pick those games like a week and a half out, right, Joe, like 2 weeks in advance. It's just like the SEC used to do. They'd pick the game. So most of it's not there. They did put out the early season ones. I'll give you a few of those. It's not very exciting, if you'd like to know.
Not appealing?
They did get the USC at Michigan game. Carver and Lisi, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Joe, these CBS games... Now there's a couple weeks where they have a doubleheader. Once they get into the teeth of the Big Ten schedule, they just have that 3:30 window.
Mm-hmm.
But they have, Akron, Ohio State, yawn, and UCLA, Hawaii. That's their week one doubleheader.
Really?
Yeah, that's a tough start.
That's a tough watch.
Saturday the 7th, Iowa State at Iowa.
Yeah, it's always.
So they get that game, a rivalry game, I guess. They got themselves their one Notre Dame game, Notre Dame at Purdue on September 14th.
Okay.
Yeah. Colorado at Colorado State, so they got themselves a Dion game. That's a night game.
Remember that?
On the 14th,
that was an overtime game last year. Overtime game, home and home.
Yeah. Saturday the 21st is the USC Michigan game at 3:30. So that's their first big 3:30
game. Old school, 1989, 1990 rematch of the Rose Bowl. Ricky Irvin's Leroy Horde, huh?
The rest of the 3:30 Saturdays, Joe, are all, you know, they get picked a week or two before when they know who's obviously there. That's when they kind of go in the order, right? Fox goes first with the noon game. And then CBS, they don't have first choice of the Big Ten game, which is the advantage they had with the SEC. They always had the first choice. They have the second choice with the Big Ten because Fox has it first. So, but they do have Minnesota at Wisconsin on Black Friday. Stanford at San Jose State, yawn. They have the Big Ten. Oh, they have the Big Ten title game now, huh? CBS has the Big Ten championship?
Yeah, who are they going to put on there? You know?
What do you mean? Who are they going to put on?
Like, what do you think the crew is going to be?
I thought, isn't it the same crew that's been doing CBS? It's Danielson and...
Yeah?
And Nestler, no?
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure.
It's going to be Danielson doing...
He still works for CBS, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
He's
tough.
He's doing Big Ten games now. He's done with the SEC.
He's a great analyst. He's a little smug. I will say, I met him, a little smug. He's a lawyer. So, you know, he's smug. You know, you meet him at these, the Hall of Fame dinners and all that stuff, and, you know, not very
chatty. It'd be so weird, Florida, Georgia on ABC on November the 2nd, right? Georgia, yeah. Alabama on ABC. That's weird, Carver. It's really hitting me now. Like, I always did the whole, like, last year I did this to you, or 2 years ago, whenever this first was announced. Like, yeah, who cares, Joe? The games are the games. But it is weird not having those big SEC games on
CBS.
Yes,
but we're reverting back to the mid-90s. The SEC used to be on, I know. Dalton Hilliard, even going back to LSU.
Dalton Hilliard.
Dalton Hilliard? What are you talking about, randomest guy? He was great.
Yeah, I know.
All right, how about when Ohio State played LSU with Chris Spielman and Tommy Hodson? That was one of the greatest games, 1988. Let me tell you, that was an amazing game. Just saying. That's when Ohio State used to rock Red Pony high tops. They started that, I think, in the Cotton Bowl after they smashed Texas A&M.
Smashed them.
I love Spielman, the way he played. He was a great player. Great player.
So, hold on a second here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Black Friday noon kickoffs, Joe.
What do you mean?
Six.
All right, so give me the Black Friday noon kickoffs.
We have the AAC. There will be an AAC game on there. That's to be determined. They have Oklahoma State at Colorado, Minnesota at Wisconsin.
I tell you, Oklahoma State at Colorado, I am locked, loaded. I need to see Oak State with the white helmet, black pants.
Okay. Oregon State at Boise. Ball State at Ohio, Miami, Ohio at Bowling Green. Second window, 3:30 Black Friday. This will be up against the NFL game, right? Mm-hmm. Which I guess is what, the Chiefs this year is playing on Black Friday?
Yeah.
Egg Bowl, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. And that's really, these other games are nonsense. Liberty, Sam Houston, Stanford at San Jose State.
Wait, it's Mississippi State, Ole Miss, but what about Arkansas? Arkansas, Missouri.
Not on Black Friday this year.
Ah, come on.
The night games are Iowa, Nebraska, Georgia Tech, Georgia, and Utah, UCF.
Yeah, that's garbage. That's real garbage.
I look forward
to that 2:30 game. 2:30 Black Friday. I'm eating turkey, getting fat.
I gotta remember that's when CBS had it, Joe.
So we're not going to see more. So when does Arkansas play Missouri? They don't?
I'll get it for you right now.
Jeez.
Hold on. Here it is. Arkansas not expected to play Missouri on Black Friday. They will not play. Instead, the SEC and ESPN announced that the Mississippi State Ole Miss game is now the Black Friday game. Hold on, Joe. I'm trying to find Adam. The Razorbacks and Tigers are scheduled to play Saturday, November the 30th. Bang, they're playing on Saturday now. There's still rivalry week, but Saturday. Sorry, Joe. That's probably even worse for you to hear. You're really upset about that.
I love those games. I love those games on Friday.
I know you do.
There's nothing better. Waking up late, we're not on air, you eat the turkey, you spend time with family.
Well, I just gave you a whole list of games that they're having.
Yeah, but I don't like those games. I don't want to bet those games. I want to bet Arkansas and Missouri. I don't want to see Oregon State. No conference playing Boise State.
The Pac-2.
Kids are going to be checked out by that time. Checked out. Wrap them up.
Pac-2. What's wrong with that? You want to watch a Pac-2 game? You get so frustrated about this stuff.
I do. It's amazing. Why don't we just throw out all the pageantry, throw out the last 150 years. We couldn't wait for that 150 year special on college football. Oh, the tradition, the pageantry. They took a machete to that.
Finished, Joe.
Machete.
Absolutely finished.
terrible, Carver. Absolutely terrible. It's gutless what they did. Absolutely gutless.
I knew I would eventually get that out of you at least once. Call everybody gutless.
Well, you know, I told you.
And the thing that sent you over, and the thing that sent you over the edge is that Missouri and Arkansas, of all teams, aren't playing on Black Friday. That's what sent you over the edge.
No, because I care about these games. You don't. You told me you were watching the Jets and Dolphins last year, and I'm a Dolphin fan, and I didn't even turn the game on once.
When we come back, Joe.
Please.
When we come back, we're going to go through this Stars-Oiler game for Friday night. All right? Big game five in Dallas. I got a lot of baseball games for you on Friday, too. We're back on the grid right after this. Carver and Lacy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you. All right, Joe. So game five, Friday night, Edmonton and Dallas. We were saying earlier that, I mean, Dallas, they jumped out to a fast 2-0 lead in game four.
They killed us in that game. They absolutely.
And then they gave up five unanswered for the big
five-2
loss.
Was it Ottinger or was it? Was it the fact that they just got comfortable? They thought they had it 2-0 on the road, and
I thought they got a little too comfortable.
I think Ottinger got a little too comfortable. He thought his offense was just going to carry him. He didn't have to make any saves. That's what I think. Can he get off the mat is the question. You think he's the better goaltender?
I think he's better than Skinner. Yeah,
I know, but Skinner after those two goals, he buckled up.
He buckled up.
I mean, could we get this Rupe Hintz involved? Could
yeah,
this
I think
Hintz
we need to. We need to let him go. We need to get away from him, honestly.
Yeah, he's like a black cloud, that guy.
He missed a bunch of games. He's hurt.
He's a black cloud. The guy's a black cloud. He got hurt. He does nothing for us.
Robertson and Johnson have done the heavy lifting. What really bothers me is that Pavelski's done nothing for them.
But isn't that sort of good? I mean,
why is that sort of good?
Well, because they're finding other ways to win. I mean, now they're tied 2-2. I mean, I don't know. We got to win this game. We got to buckle up.
I think they win in this game. They win game five.
But I tell you this, if they win at home, it's low scoring. It's 2-1.
So let's take the under 5.5.
You could get me in on that.
Under 5.5. You think they're going to pepper Skinner?
I mean, I think it's going to be, honestly, the way they came
grind
out
it out games.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, dump.
Why don't you do something you haven't done yet, then? Take the under on the saves.
On whose? Ottinger's?
Yeah.
All right. What's his number?
26.5.
It's high. All right.
Well, you need Dallas to do what you're saying is to choke the game out, is what you're saying. How about this? I like this one, actually.
And Ottinger on the guy.
I got a better one. I got a better one for you. Ottinger to make. You want to do Ottinger for 20 or 25 saves? About 25.
It's minus 220.
No, Ottinger to record 25 saves and Dallas to win at plus 140.
All right. I mean,
that's under the goalie save parlays, Joe. Goalie save parlays.
Well, I just put it in a regular parlay. It won't let me do it.
What are you talking about?
I have Ottinger for 60, Dallas Stars to win the game. Parlay, some of your selections are no good.
Ottinger for what?
25.
No, you got to go to this parlay thing.
This is so stupid the way
I'm sorry. I'm just letting you know. This is where you have to go. On that same goalie tab, go to goalie parlays. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's right there for you.
Goalie parlay. Oh, there it is. Yeah, all right.
Ottinger, okay. 25, and that's got to be in 60 minutes. And Dallas to win, plus 140.
Plus 140. Yeah, it doesn't really wow me, Carver, but...
Well, you think he's going to get 30 saves? I don't think so. If we're going to talking about them shutting the game down and being low
30, scoring, I mean, 25. It just doesn't wow me. I mean, you know, you do all that grinding for plus 140.
Yeah, but you got to remember something. It's not going to be for plus 140 because you got to put it with seven different things. So it's not going to be.
Oh,
that.
You could put it with something?
I don't know. Try to put it with the golf.
Let me see.
You could put it with the golf. If you could put it with the golf, you could put it with anything. How about skins?
Stop with the skins. I'm ready to smash you with the skins.
Skins.
Stop. Joey Bramlett, 120 to 1. Pays 28,940.
Joey Bramlett. Wait, to win the whole thing?
Yeah.
Nah, man, come on. He's already like six or seven shots back going. You want to play him for a T10 or a T20? That's fine, but not for that.
It's a waste of money?
He's got
my money away.
No shot.
Oh, here we go. When he says this,
he's got no shot to win.
Why couldn't you tell me Skins has no shot? I would have bet him based off that thing.
I've become a little keen on Skins.
You've been keen. That's why I'm not betting him, is because you're keen on him.
Because he's my guy. He's impressed me in a couple events this year.
He's impressed you. I put this guy on the map again.
You put him on the map, but, you know...
Now we got the whole syndicate tweeting out, hey, Skins, hey, you did it. I did nothing.
Everybody thinks you had him. Everybody thinks you had Skins for the first round leader. 120 to 1. No good.
I wish I had 100 on it. Would have been 12 G's.
Would have set you up for the summer.
Beach tan, right? Laundry. Beach tan and laundry, yeah.
You could have got everything all lined up. You would have been good to go.
Gym tan, laundry, beach gym tan and laundry.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Look out.
Look out.
Look out.
Runway. The kid goes swimming with the sharks on vacation. No, just...
Matias is getting ready, by the way, for tomorrow, because I know Joe's not here tomorrow. And he's got big, 302? UFC 302.
Yeah, 302 preview. Doesn't matter. Let's go,
by the way, Matias, you were saying yesterday about you were surprised at the time or something, Abu Dhabi. I just realized today, that's in my backyard. They're at the Prudential Center in Newark. They're in Joe's backyard this Saturday night is where that fight is.
So wait a second. Hang on. So we could watch this Saturday night? Matias, you already told us you love a bunch of chalk. I don't want chalk. You owe me for Duplessis. Pick it out.
I like a bunch of chalk, Joe. I do. And the more I do, I like the chalk. I do. I like Jake Matthews. Man, there's a lot of guys. I like Jalton Almeida. I like Kopilov at minus 105. I have a lot of likes in this card. We'll give it all to you guys tomorrow for sure. Absolutely. Hit the Bell's coming out tomorrow. It's a big,
whoa,
big
whoa,
MMA
whoa.
Day
hit
tomorrow.
The Bell. You ever mention Carver and Lisi on Hit the Bell?
Every single time on the way out, baby. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Let's go.
Not right, Joe. Not right.
What do you mean it's not right? Every now and then I like to stir the pot. You guys love stirring the pot with me. I can't do it in return.
Yeah, I guess you can.
Sit back there like Boss Hog, just dictating everything. to everybody.
Boss Hog.
You do this. You do that. Matthias, push the button. And I'm in the sidecar all the time. Every now and then, I like to eat fat, too.
I watched a couple of clips of that Poirier press conference.
Why? There was a press conference with...
But
that's
with
what Matthias likes. Matthias likes Poirier.
I'm going to sprinkle a little bit of Poirier. I am, guys. did you notice how Makachev got really angry when Poirier called him a mother effer?
Yeah, and Poirier said, I'll tell you one thing. This fight's not going 25 minutes, he said.
Oh, so not going 25 minutes. Who can we get a knockout?
I think we play Poirier for knockout.
What is it? Is it plus? It's got to be.
Oh yeah, it's. I mean, he's
it's major plus,
plus
Joe.
It's major plus for him to have a knockout. Poirier for a knockout.
Joe.
Method of victory: Poirier by knockout, 7-1. Joe. Oh.
Put that
with Ottinger. Put that with Ottinger on.
Put it with Bramlett for the golf to win it all.
Why waste it?
You know, Bramlett's not winning anything. You make a pick, it's like you cracked Adams in MIT. I just don't get it. I really don't.
Because we're already, we're already into the golf, and he's way behind.
What the kid? You always tell me it's a marathon. Don't buy into the week one, the round one. You always say that. Don't get too big for your britches. You know, I've been in this situation and scenario multiple times. I can tell you,
It's different when the guy's seven shots back. It's different, and he's a hack.
Always bashing my guys, hacks. Why? Because they're not hanging out at the country club. They're not hanging out at the country club, sipping.
What's the no doubt about it over for Friday night here, Joe? I'll tell you what I think it is in baseball.
I already have it.
Okay. You have the no doubt about it over.
Yeah, let me just make sure.
It's Texas and Miami.
No, it's
8.5. Yes, it is. Sanchez and Urena.
Nah,
over 8.5.
You got no shot at that. You ready?
Run to the window.
You want to know what the no doubt about it special
no
is?
Doubt about it.
Do you want it?
Yeah. We're almost out of here. You better give it.
No doubt about it special. Tampa Bay and Baltimore over the 8.5. Gonna smash that.
Tampa Bay and Baltimore over the 8.5. Savali and Suarez. All right. I'll go with it, Joe.
Let's go.
All right, Joe. Good job as always. Great job by Matthias Berbel. Hit the bell picks tomorrow on Carver and Lacy. Carver and Lacy Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.